Full Time with Matt Jones.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
Right, you're listening to Full Time. My name's Matt Jones and you know how much we love to talk about new music on the station, and the wonderful Embrace have got a brand new album coming out on the 2nd of March, so later this week, and they've got a new single that's accompanying it as well called Never, which is absolutely fantastic. So let's speak now to Danny McNamara from Embrace. Good afternoon, Danny.
Hi there, you all right?
Very well, thanks. Great to have you on. Now, the new album is called Love is a Basic Need. As I say, it's out later this week. How pleased are you with it?
We're all absolutely buzzing about it. We spent so long in the studio working on it, and it just all came together. We were concentrating more on the songwriting this time, so it was more about that, really. And so we waited until we got the big songs, and as you say, like, Never's worked out really well.
Yeah, well, I've had a little listen to Never, which we're going to play a little bit of that in a minute, which I'm sure everyone is looking forward to, but it's just wonderful. I do love a good duet where there's some lovely male and female harmonies on it, and in Kerry, what, you've got the perfect foil.
Yeah, we've never done one before. I've written a few songs where I've thought to myself it'd be good to do them as a duet, and it's just the opportunity's never arisen. And then Richard was working in the studio with Kerry, and the song Never came up, and it's about a sort of a breaking down relationship, and it just made perfect sense. And when she sang it, it just sort of took it to another level. We were all really happy with it.
We see loads of bands do duets. The likes of Snow Patrol have done one, the Manics, Coldplay have had quite a few over the years. Was it something you'd always wanted to do or wanted to explore?
Yeah. I always, like, quite often when we were starting out, even before we got a record deal, I'd always be writing songs with a woman's voice in mind, you know. I was imagining someone like Sinead O'Connor or someone like that would sing one of our songs one day. And initially when I wrote Looking As You Are, I sort of originally thought that would have been amazing if someone like Sinead O'Connor had sung that. But the opportunity never arose. I know at one stage Amy Mann was interested in doing something with us, and that would have been really cool, but we just couldn't work it out on the schedules and stuff. But I would have loved to have done that because I think she's amazing. But so when the Kerry thing came along, it was just like, well, let's give it a go, see how it sounds. And like you say, you know, I mean, we're really pleased with it. And the whole album as well, you know, it's one of those things where, as a band, Embrace, we're like, kind of being northern, we've got like a northern working class sensibility where it's like, if it doesn't involve a lot of hard work, then it can't be right. And that's not true, you know. It's whether you're inspired or not. And luckily at the moment, I think we're on fire, you know. We're just really inspired. Like, these songs just seem to be coming thick and fast. And even like, once we'd finished the album, there's like two or three more that we wrote after the album was finished. You know, I mean, the next album's looking great as well. So it's we're going through a bit of a purple patch at the moment.
Well, that's great to hear. And what I've heard so far of the album is fantastic. It's your seventh one. Half of them so far have gone to number one in the charts, which is an incredible achievement in itself.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Like, we're the same lineup. We've been the same lineup since Richard's 18th birthday, which is like, you know, nearly sort of 25 years ago now. I think, like, we're one of the few bands that have not had any lineup changes at all. And like you say, we've had a real sort of roller coaster of a career, going all the way to number one and then getting dropped by a record label, then getting a number one for the next record label, and then, you know, getting dropped again, then getting picked up again and going top five. And we're a bit like a knackered old Skoda. We've made more comebacks than, you know, Muhammad Ali. You can't write us off, you know.
You certainly can't. Well, you're listening to Radio City Talk. I'm speaking to Danny McNamara from Embrace ahead of the release of their new album. I want to take you back in time 12 years right now, because we're in a World Cup year. And 12 years ago, it was you that did the World Cup song, World at Your Feet, for Germany in 2006. I mean, it was one of your top performing singles. Yeah. And what a thing it is to write a song for the England team for the World Cup.
Yeah, it was amazing. Like, we got asked, and initially I was like, oh my God, you know, because obviously, like, the New Order one is the sort of the key one, that and Three Lions and stuff. And I'm not really a massive football fan, I've got to be honest. Steve is in the band, and Richard likes football and stuff. And our manager's a massive fan as well. So there was like sort of two camps. I was like, I like it when England are doing well, you know, like anyone else. I'll stay in and I'll watch it and jump up and down when we score and stuff. But I don't really follow a team week to week. So when we got asked, I was like, how am I going to do this, you know? And I just set out to just write as good a song as I could, and to sort of try and capture the spirit of what it feels like, you know, when you're feeling optimistic. And I think, like, optimism is an underrated quality, you know. It's kind of, in an age of cynicism and people carping on the internet and flagging stuff off all the time, being optimistic is a really important thing, I think. And I kind of, as uncool as it is, I'll always kind of, you know, rattle a cage for that, because I think it's too important to allow it to go.
Absolutely. Well, we see at Christmas there are certain songs which every year they kind of come back into the charts, or we hear them played on the radio over and over again. It's the same with World Cup songs every 4 years, every 2 years, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
You kind of get the songs coming back around. Does that happen with World at Your Feet as well?
Yeah, yeah. There's usually like some sort of montage with us and Echo and the Bunnymen and Three Lions and New Order and stuff. Yeah. And then there's always that really cool Brazilian one as well. Sort of, they all come along on like, you know, video box and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Brilliant stuff.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm still really proud of the song. I think it's a really good song. I think if England had done better that year, then it'd be, you know, sort of more fondly remembered, you know, just like when England did really well during New Order's time and during the Three Lions thing. It kind of, almost those songs did well because the England team did well. And we just looked out, you know, we didn't do as well as we hoped we would. But, you know, the single did really well, like you say. So, you know, I'm really proud of it.
Absolutely, definitely one to be proud of. You're touring this spring. You're coming to Manchester. It's the closest you come to us, the Ritz on the 31st of March, playing a number of other venues as well. But you've just toured with Coldplay. So how cool was that?
Yeah, that was a big one. Chris Skyped me, and he'd been trying to get hold of me, but I've been abroad and stuff, and I wasn't on my old phone number and stuff. And he Skyped me and just said, you know, do you want to support us at Coldplay at the Millennium Stadium? And I was like, oh my God! I remember the last time we did a gig there was for a benefit gig, and it's like 60,000 people, but there's a roof, which is like I've never, you know, I mean, we played in front of big crowds like that at festivals and stuff, but never with a roof. And when there's the roof there, the audience are a lot louder because they bounce off the roof. So the atmosphere is amazing. And we did the first gig and we were a bit nervous, but we went down really well, I think. You know, I mean, obviously there's if you were to draw a Venn diagram above fans, there's definitely a middle bit where we cross over, you know. So I think we went down really well with our audience. And then on the second night, we just enjoyed it. And we went down even better. Like at the end, we even dared to the Goodwill out, the ballad off the end of our first album, and everyone la la la'd along at the end. So it was like, and I ran down the ego ramp all the way to the end, and their stage manager told me off about it because I'm not supposed to do that, but I didn't care. I was too buzzing, you know.
You're stealing Chris Martin's moves there. Definitely a brilliant experience, though, for you. But and anyone who was there, as I say, do get out and get this new album, Love is a Basic Need, which is released on the 2nd of March. Danny, the new single, Never, is fantastic as well. Congratulations on it. And thanks for joining us on Radio City Talk this afternoon.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
This is Full Time.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.